Blog Talk Radio.
I was finally ready for. Don't always happen that way. What's going on, everybody? This is Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul, checking in with you guys after our crazy Cubs victory. Want to shout out to them. Chicago Pride, go Cubs, go. I know my bro K-Down is ecstatic. I know Hector is ecstatic. I know my homie Jimmy is ecstatic. And see if I can get him on the line, get an interview from him about our historic night last night. Been a long time coming. And even though Chicago has a lot of championship wins, and it's definitely a good thing, this Cubs win is something special to a lot of people. And just want to give a shout out to my family that wasn't able to see it. I want to say RIP to my pops, my uncles that passed before they could see this type of history. I want to say RIP to my friend Frankie Valencia, who couldn't see it. Ricky Raymond Pike, who couldn't see it. Shout out to them. We miss you every day. We've seen this historic moment for you. Although you are not here, it feels like you're here all the time. And I just want to say I am proud of Chicago. And I'm just happy we on a high right now. And I hope it takes a while to come down. So that's my little spiel. I was very happy to be able to see and hear Game 7. It was definitely a struggle. And I was just surprised that it went as long as it did. It was something special, and I think that was the way it was supposed to be. And happens, you just got to take it all in and be happy that you got to just visualize a win, something that you could tell this was a classic, something that was just crazy, and we got to see. I know I had people texting me while I was at work. Thank you for the likes on my status. Where people would say, where were you at when the Cubs won? Me, like, I'm at work, bitch. I'm glad people liked the status because it was true. Didn't do nothing about it. But I still got to witness Game 7. And as long as my management team don't know that, then I'm all good. I know my boss is happy. Shout outs to him. He know who he is. I can't name names. But this has been a long time coming for him. He's rushed out of work so many times just to see a Cubs win. So he is a true fan. I know my homie Hector. Excuse me. Got a little bit of cold. I know my homie Hector is a true fan. Homie Jimmy is a true fan. And, of course, my bro K-Down is one of the truest fans I know of. You're never going to be able to argue him. It don't matter what you say. So, them plates, I'm going to pick them up. Those are my woes. Definitely, you know what? I'm not even mad. don't take me a second to get it through. But, I'm happy to do it, man. You know, it's not like I never had anything that said go Cubs. I never supported them at all. I do got some clout with some of them fans, though, man. I ain't gonna lie. There's some fans that just, I don't even know if you can call them Cubs fans, man. And, excuse me. I know that my homie Hector and Bro K-Down was discussing before the Cubs went yesterday how people in general, when it comes to the Sox fans, they don't support the Cubs fans. Or, you know, they don't support the Cubs at all. And sometimes that's true. That's not true for me. Like I said, if Chicago winning, we won't all win. It don't matter to me. But there was one fan last night that, oh man, he just blew me. Mainly because, hold on, got my homie Jimmy coming on. Hello?
Yo!
What's going on, bro?
Easy, what's happening?
I know you gotta be feeling pretty goddamn good right now.
I feel amazing. I feel blessed. I feel great. It's a beautiful day in Chicago.
Yeah, man, definitely.
What's going on with you? How you feeling today, man?
That was down to, man, dude, man, it's hard to be at my job and have them experience a Cubs history winning because everybody went crazy. You know, since they youngins, they definitely not going to bed anytime soon. But the night was smooth. I will say I took issue with one Cubs fan, which is funny because, you know, since I'm a Sox fan, I shouldn't even take issue with it. But I can't stand some of these young kids that run around here talking about, you know, go for their team and then, you know, something happens and they switch up and then they back. And then they switch up and then they back. I had one dude yesterday. Yeah, he was a little young, and I let him know that I was a Sox fan. I don't really care if you know. Like I said, if it's for the city, I don't care also. So I'm happy regardless, even if I'm not the biggest Cubs fan. This dude, when they was playing the Dodgers, he came in like, well, they go to Cubs games, it's over for them and everything like that. And me, as a Chicago fan, I don't even know if it's just Cubs or whatever, just as a Chicago fan, like, well, you can't give up yet, man. Nope, they done, man. I'm sorry. It's made too many mistakes. So, yesterday he was all, oh, yeah, Cubs won in history, and then he hit me with the, oh, but you're a Sox fan type of thing. And I just wanted to go off on him, man. I didn't, but I just wanted to go off on him. Don't try to play me, man. I'm the one supporting your team. You don't even know what support is. You just like one of them baby daddies out there to give up on a kid before you're born. Well, it don't look like it's going to be mine, so I'm just going to give up on the kid. Then when it come out to be his, oh, yeah, you know what, I'll take that L. Man, get out of here, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. That bother I'm you, sorry. Man. Enjoy the W, man. I hear you, man. I mean, it's a lot of dumbass fans out here. Just enjoy the moment, man, and just, man, let it marinate, man. Fuck the negativity. You're dealing with, you know how people are, man. You got bandwagon fans. You got negative fans. You got people that just cannot be wrong fans. And my all-time favorite, which my mom calls a lot of people this, you got ceiling fans. You're only a fan of that team when
you got it.
They're on the
out.
Up and up. But my mom, bro, it's my mom. You're only a fan of a team when they're on the up and up. When they're on top, you're the fan. And when they're going to lose or they're not doing that great, you're not a fan. So she calls those kind of fans ceiling fans. So it is what it is, man. People are going to do what people want to do.
That's
man.
A good analogy, man. That is a good analogy.
Yep. Shout out to my mom. My mom called me last night, Easy. You know, my mom called me last night. You know, as soon as Bryant threw out Martinez. And, you know, I lost my mind. I was going crazy. My phone was ringing. I feel it vibrating in my pocket, but I'm not sure where it's at because I'm focused on the game. I grab the phone. I see it's my mom. I answer it. Mom, we won. My mom's in tears, just bawling up on the phone. And it was just so surreal. Like, wow, like that just made it even more real to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. There's a billion other stories like that about the Cubs winning, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's why I thank you for coming on today, man. Also, meant to give a shout-out earlier, but we hit 50-plus views on, you know, Bro Lives Radio right now. So I want to congratulate me and my bro K-Down for that. And I also want to say thank you to the people for just listening to us. And as I said on Facebook, I know it's not such a big deal for people to be like, oh, man, okay, it's 50-plus views. But to us, it means a lot. So, you know. Shout
yeah, no
out
doubt.
To y'all, and I appreciate you you, Big Jimmy, for calling in, man, and helping me out a long way with the show. And I think it's going to be so great with people like you coming on, so I'm going to keep it going.
Yeah, gratitude. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, man.
Man. I'm still on the high. You know what I'm saying? I'm not at all mad that they won. You know what I'm saying? There's no downing on my part that they won. I was happy. You know, the only thing I was probably annoyed by is the fact that people kept screaming Dubs Code. Go Cubs, go. And they won. That part I already knew. I didn't need all that information throughout the whole night, an 8-hour shift. But it was great nonetheless, you know. I'm actually looking forward to getting these plates, Big K down. Don't take me a little bit longer than he might have imagined, but I'm going to get them. I'm going to grab them, suck it up, you know. And we're going to make it happen. Definitely going to record it, get it all out. Might cry a little bit because I got to. Can't put them socks on.
I gotta see this. I gotta see this.
Oh, man.
Good old Cubs, man.
But yeah, man.
My mom's birthday is coming up. I gotta get her a jersey, man.
Oh, man. I have so much memorabilia, man. I gotta holler at so many family members, man, especially my cousin, man. Hopefully he listens to this show. He was talking mad stuff when Cleveland won. I think it was game four. I think that was Sunday. And we was watching the game and they took that L. He was just like, they have no chance. No chance of winning. And I'm like, are you sure? And usually my cousin, he's pretty good at picking sports. But after that game six, I'm like, Cubbies might do it, man. Cubbies might do it. Because I got to say, when I first started watching, I seen how strong the Indians were. Like, they were very serious. They were hardly making any errors. They were playing like they had that 3-1 lead, like they was comfortable. And I was a little bit worried that, I won't lie. I told my boss, who was a gigantic Cubs fan, that, like, man, I don't know, man. Y'all got some ish on y'all, man. I ain't gonna say it's gonna be an easy win if it is a win. And I told him, y'all, that there's definitely gonna have to be a lot of strategy and a lot of understanding and a lot of heart and what they're doing right now for them to pull out the win. And of course, they did it. So
yeah, I mean,
long,
you know,
time coming.
You know, I really hope that you know, some of these Cubs fans don't get it twisted and think that you know, just because Cleveland blew that 3-1 lead, that it was sweet, because it wasn't sweet by any means. That team was hard to kill. Aside from game six, every game felt like it could go either way. Aside from game six,
yeah.
Game six was just pure dominance by the Cubs. We got in mass cheeks and it was over with. But other than that, though, every game was, you know, Cleveland was really hard to kill, man. Yesterday was probably the best game seven of any sport that I've ever seen. Basketball. You know, baseball, whatever.
Classic,
I haven't saw a Super Bowl
man,
that good.
Classic.
I haven't saw a Super Bowl that good in years. You know, any Super Bowl in the past 5 or 6 years compared to this game seven of last night, like, doesn't add up. And I'm a football head. But that was
amazing. I told you,
game,
man. I feel like we was going to get a classic, man. I felt like we was going to get one. And you know what, dude?
Man,
you know,
I was not expecting all that.
When
man.
It was raining. When it was raining yesterday morning, and I'm like, well, the Cubs lucky they don't play here right now. And but I'm like, man, it'd be surprising if they get this rain in Cleveland later on in the night. Surely enough. You talking about when we go to extra innings, now it's raining? Oh, my God.
That whole rain delay was awkward, man, because that was a really quick rain delay. I usually it'd be like, 45 minutes, an hour. I was expecting at least an hour. That delay felt like it was a 15-minute delay, 20-minute delay, if that. It was really weird, but it worked out for us, man. So, shout out to Mother Nature for that one.
Yeah, you know, I think somebody put up a comment saying rain delay in the seventh game of the series, we think this is the way of God saying he wants a tie between the two teams. Oh, I'm like, hey, man, like, what happens if, you know, this doesn't end? What happens if they can't, you know, break this tie? Do we go to extra innings forever, or do we go to a game eight? Is that even possible? You know,
I really don't know. But, I mean, there can't be no such thing as a World Series tie, though. That's just not going to happen. I think if it would have been, like, you know, a thunderstorm up until 3 in the morning, it probably would have just called the game until today. Possibly.
Right.
I don't know. I really don't know. But it's funny, though, the rain delay made me think about it. Like, there's a lot of old heads that say, like, their dream World Series would be the Cubs versus the Sox. In Game 7 at Wrigley, the power goes out in the ninth inning. And we ended up getting a World Series versus the Indians. And we get a rain delay in Cleveland. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
Funny as hell, too.
The funniest thing, if not, man, I mean, so many people were panicking. Like, man, I need to see the game. And I think it was a little static on the game if you wasn't watching it live on TV. I think they had a few issues, like, web-wise over here. I mean, everybody was, like, scrambling to get to a TV and everything.
I was good, man. I had a good time, man. It was go Cubs, man. It's just crazy. Like, I'm still like, wow.
Yeah, man. Me too, man.
It's crazy.
I was wondering what's next
in the sports world.
That's what I wanted to ask you. What's next for these Cubs? I know it's early right now. Hey, the fever is probably not going to calm down to, like, next winter, I feel like. when they start back up actually pitching and hitting again, I think that's when it's going to calm down a little bit. But I still think it's going to still be a little bit hysterical.
Oh, no. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I can hear you now. Yeah, what were you saying? You said what was next for the Cubs?
Yeah, what do you think is next for the Cubs, although it's real early right now?
I have no – right. I have no – I'm still living in yesterday. I have no idea. But as the sports world as a whole, I'm wondering, like, you know, what's next? Like, what else holds this much weight in the sports world? Like, I think now we can close the book, like, there's never going to be another championship for any team in sports that I think could top this. And it sounds kind of corny, but it's like Red Sox got their win.
No.
They got their championship. You know, Cubs got theirs. You got the great cities that have already won championships. Like, you know, LA got their championships. New York got their championships. Miami, you know, Cleveland just won a championship with the Cavaliers. You know, it's like how, you know, probably the next one I could think of was maybe if the Browns win the Super Bowl. Maybe, I guess. I mean,
yeah, that's,
I don't
that's
know, like,
take
what's next for the sports world?
Half right now. Yeah, man. I don't know. I was just thinking that myself. Like, man, what could they do now? Like, I think, yeah, y'all had to break a couple of records. If not for, like, you know, the record of, the, like, one of the longest World Series wins or something like that, y'all definitely had the crowds out there. Like, I think y'all had more Chicago fans in Cleveland than Cleveland fans at that game.
You know what, man? Even in regular season games, like, a lot of people don't know that the Cubs was nationally televised before WGN dropped the ball on that, but WGN was actually a nationally televised channel, so Cubs games were televised across the whole damn country. So we've always had a fan base throughout the country. So I wasn't surprised when I seen that. You know, and even still, like, Cleveland's not that far from us, so yeah, we'll travel well.
Right.
But even, like, in the middle of the season, like, you know, you were seeing a lot of Cub fans in Houston or San Diego or whatever. You know, Pittsburgh. The Cubs is one of them teams where we got fans everywhere, man. And it's not because, you know, we think we're the best team, but it's a nationally televised team before. I thought it was
dope. I feel like too, man. I feel like y'all one of them teams that, like I said, it you going to bat regardless. And everybody could be like, you know, it's an L. And y'all gonna argue the opposite until that final ball is it or that final strikeout happens. And, you know, the switch up at the end surprised me too in last night's game because I definitely thought Chapman was gonna finish that out. I wasn't able to really see that part, so I don't know what happened. But you know, I'm not mad, but I really thought he would finish out the whole entire inning.
Okay, I got my own opinions on how much time do we got?
Before
I get into this.
Okay,
I got
9 minutes and then we're gonna come back tomorrow. So anything that you can't explain today will happen tomorrow.
I'm gonna keep it short and sweet like a Kit Kat. This is my personal opinion on Chapman. And I love Chapman. He's a beast. He got a monster ass arm. I've never seen anybody consistently throw that hard. And, my whole thing with yesterday's game was they fucked Chapman up when they bring him in game six with a 4 or 5 run lead and used him the way they did. Like, we did not need Chapman out there. Like, they could have closed. You know, they could have rotated. They could either went with Rondon, maybe Strope, Montgomery, Carl Edwards. That we did not need Chapman with that big of a lead. I thought it was foolish, but it was just another piss poor decision by Joe Maddon. You know, I know he's, you know, getting sized up for his championship ring, but yesterday was a very sloppy game. Yesterday's game was, I don't want to say poorly managed, but there was a lot of bad decisions on both the Cleveland and Cubs. But Joe Maddon made a lot of mistakes yesterday. Defense was piss poor. But that Chapman thing, it all comes
from
game
six, man. They
had a
couple of problems.
Yeah, the Chapman thing came from game six, bro, like, by the time he got to, like, his 20th pitch, his arm looked like a damn noodle. And this guy was, you know, struggling to make that ball reach. And, you know, when he started, he gave up a couple, a hit here, a hit there, you know, runners moved over. He gave up that bomb to Rajay Davis, I would have pulled him there. I would have pulled him. And, you know, Maddon was already playing bullpen games. And, you know, the third and fourth inning, he was already playing bullpen games. You know, taking Hendricks off the mound in the fifth was foolish. Bringing in Lester in the middle of an inning after
he was still doing
said
pretty good.
He would never do that.
I gotta ask, man. Can you really have a pitcher that don't feel like running to first and pay that man? I mean, is he really
it's
that
phenomenal? It's not
that
they don't feel like running to first.
Just,
I don't think it's that they don't feel like doing
when
it. I think
when
it's
when
that when
it
gets
out
down
to me.
No,
go ahead.
I don't think it's that he doesn't feel like going to first. I feel like he gets caught in the moment too much. You know, like Lester, like you could get a big ass lead off on Lester and he will not throw the ball to first base or second base. Like he will get off the hill. If you're at second base, he'll get off the hill and you know he's the lefty, so he sees you a lot better. You know, he'll get off the hill and he'll walk towards you, but he will not throw the ball to a base. Like he just won't do it. Like he just won't do it. It's the same way I feel about Chapman. Like, I don't think Chapman refuses to run the first. I just think that Chapman just gets caught in the moment. And for being a closer, it kind of comes with the territory, I guess.
I had to ask, man, because I was looking like, I'm sorry, I don't know if I can pay you to just stand, you know, when especially in the World Series. I'm going to need you. We'll just need you to pick it up. I know you probably don't do it often. Oh, I don't know how it works. I haven't seen him enough to say, well, this is what he should do. But I know if it's the World Series, my dude, I'm going to need you to run to that base regardless.
No, I agree with you. I definitely agree. I think he got caught in the moment, man. I don't think he purposely was just standing there like, man, fuck that. I ain't going. Like, I think he got caught in the moment. It was a bad – you know, he made a bad decision. It was a whatever you want to call it. You know, he kind of fucked up, but – you know, Joe Maddon made so many mistakes yesterday's game, bro. Like, it was ridiculous how many mistakes. I'm just sitting here, I'm watching. Like, this guy's serious right now. Like, he's going to blow this game. And, yeah, if our bats didn't work the way they did, we definitely would have lost that game, bro. So, the Cubs is hitting.
Hey, I can say growing pains, man. Growing pains, and I know it should be more experience on, but it made for a classic, man. So I'm not mad,
yeah.
But I also hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the kind of mistakes that we made, just aside from the managing, but from a defensive standpoint, you know, the mistakes that we made was stuff that, you know, the bias with the two errors early in the game, like those are mental things. That should not happen in the World Series. You know, Lester getting thrown in the middle of an inning with two outs was stupid, but at the same time, it's mental errors when you're throwing these hanging curveballs that can't reach the damn plate. You know,
right.
Ross moving up on a, you know, to go defend the bunt, moving up the way he did, and, you know, not really getting a good grip on that ball and just trying to zip it to first base. Those are mental errors that don't need to happen in the World Series. But we still fucking won, so whatever.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, happy for Ross, too. He got to retire on a championship. That's always better than just retiring. So, that one's a good one.
Yeah. And when I retire from driving trucks, I want to go out like that, man. Somebody will have to carry my big ass out my truck just like that. I want to go out just like that.
Oh, man. Don't worry, I give you an interview on that one too, man. History in the making.
Man. Well, I got like another 25, 20 years, bro.
Shit. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm ecstatic. I will not lie. I haven't seen Chicago win like this in a long time. And I think it's giving the city something to be happy about, you know what I'm saying, with all the talks about killing and stuff like that. I think it was good. I don't remember hearing anything about anybody having issues yesterday, I think. And, you know, like I said before, I thought y'all was going wild, but, you know, I appreciate the Cubs fans for just sticking to keeping the wildness at a minimal until, you know, the parade happens or, you know, whatnot.
It was like 7 or 8
well yesterday. I didn't hear no gunshots or anything like that either.
It was 7, 8 arrests. 15, 16 people got hospitalized, which kind of, you know, it sucks. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like compared to, I can imagine how many people were actually out there. You know, those numbers really ain't
right.
Nothing, man. So, yeah, I mean, the Cubs fans,
yeah,
they really did that thing, man. They enjoyed it peacefully. They, you know, they didn't get all, you know, they didn't go crazy burning shit up and looting and trying to, you know, break into shit. Now, sometimes sports fans, man, your city wins a championship, turns into a damn riot.
Right, you
don't know. So, shout out to the Cubs fans and City of Chicago for, you know, being respectful of our city, man. And hey, man, good for them. The parade's Friday, man. You gonna go over there? Oh, tomorrow Friday.
Man, look, man, I got other priorities. Oh. I will be sporting a hat for y'all, but I don't think I'm gonna make it. I ain't trying to mess.
You said I'm cool off all that. I ain't dealing with that bullshit.
You think are you going, man? I know you going.
Nah, it ain't my car,
man. You
know, I'm a fan, bro. But you know, when it comes down to all the rah rah shit, I'm gonna get off the road. I'm gonna go kick with my girl, kick with my shorties. You know, I'm gonna celebrate with my family, and then I'm gonna go to my mom's house and probably pop a bottle of champagne, man. I'm a family man, bro. I don't gotta be out there all.
I got you.
I'm good. I'm good.
I
watch it on TV and enjoy it.
All that happens. Yeah, I'm gonna try to catch you before all that happens and see if we can get a part two out of you. I'm also gonna see if I can get my bro K down and my homie Hector on as well to talk about it.
Hector's
talk about
a beast,
where we
yo.
Go from there. Oh,
hey,
man.
Hector's a beast, yo. Shout out Hector, right. Man. He made me a meme. I posted a logo like, yo, Toddy Jordan crying faced this for me, man. Yo, this kid had it ready, and it felt like 39 seconds. He was like, here, bro. I was like, damn. Yo, I changed my profile picture. I posted
it
on a couple pages. He a beast, man. Hector's a beast for that, man. I don't even know him, man. That's my
shout
best
out
my boy.
Hector.
I don't even know the man. Shout out Hector, yo. Oh, yeah, Hector. Oh, man.
Yeah, shout out Hector, shout out K-Dale, man, and I want to, like I said, thank you, Jimmy, man, for coming on, giving me this interview, man. We're going to post it up, and I appreciate everything we do, man. I appreciate you just spending the time, you know, taking the time to talk about history, man. I appreciate you so much.
It's all good. Thank you for having me, bro. Appreciate you, and I had a lot of fun, bro.
Man.
As usual, a lot of fun.
Yes. As usual, man, it's Bro to Lives Radio, Easy, Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul, and I'm checking out, man. I'll see y'all later. All right, Jimmy, man.
Peace.